Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. It's my pleasure to be with you and to answer this plethora of questions that we have online. I love the questions. I never know what I know until I get to ask a question. So together we can see what we can discover about calcium bentonite clay. I have a question from a person who would like to remain anonymous, and she said, what can you tell us about clay and cancers, internal and external? Can you put it topically on the spot, even if it's genitalia? Clay is a subject I'm very delicate in, because I wouldn't want anyone to think that, cancer is a subject I'm very delicate about. Cancer can, it takes so many forms in the body in different places and situations that it's hard to say, and I would never want to discourage anyone from getting Western medicine help. Sometimes we need to use both. I can tell you, I know if I have a external or topical cancer, something that's close to the surface of the skin, I would definitely start putting clay poultices on it. This is what I would do. I would drink the clay. What clay tends to do, if it's something like a mole or a lump just under the skin, is it tends to pull the cancer back to the point of origin. So if you put it on an area and it may get red at first as it's pulling the circulation and drawing the cancer back, you know, I would always suggest if you're going to have surgery to use the clay on the area first to try to get it coagulated in one spot where they can get it all. We have stories of dogs that have had tumors. One dog had one right between his eyes, and the vet said they couldn't operate. And the owner chose clay, and it dissolved the tumor. It went away. And the vet said, well, the hair would never grow back, and they kept putting the clay on there, and the hair grew back. And it was a Doberman. He had it when he was a year old, and the last time I contacted him, the dog was 2 years old and very healthy. So it's a yes and no thing. I would definitely put it on any area I knew that I had it, just on topically, like a poultice, a thick poultice. Take the clay baths to detox you. Detoxing, we have so many toxins in our system, and they build up, and it really wears down on our immune system. So if you can take the clay baths, you know, if you take two clay baths a week for 3 months, it's going to get you pretty toxin-free. And then if you continue to have a clay bath once a week, it's going to help you maintain that. So I really recommend those, particularly taking your clay bath in the evening, because they're very relaxing and you just sleep like a baby. I can't explain the benefits of a clay bath, but we have autistic children that in their first clay bath, the parents notice they're calm, they are more verbal, and they make more eye contact. And I've even had adults say to me, is it possible that I get mental clarity when I take a clay bath? I just seem so calm and things come to me. And yes, it's amazing because it works on the whole body. It cleanses your lymphatic system and it gets the flow of energy going. And so many times we have blocks of energy where the flow doesn't go. But when you can open the flow of energy in your body, things just seem to click. So, yeah, my answer is yes and no, depending on what kind. And I would get medical help and advice and make a decision, but clay alone is not going to do it. I know many people who take clay in addition to raw food diets, no sugars, no dairy, no carbohydrates, just the raw food eating helps the body. It doesn't take energy to digest raw vegetables as it does to digest meat. If you've ever eaten a steak late at night, you may wake up in the night with a heavy stomach because it's hard to digest. It takes more energy and more time. So all these things come together, and there is no one answer that I know of at this point in time. But thank you for that question. Irene in Amsterdam. Wow. I have ulcerative colitis. I have been trying to drink the clay for many years now, but it gives me too much diarrhea. I do take clay baths, but do not have. Do you have any suggestions to use it internally? Even less than a teaspoon sends me running to the toilet immediately. I think when you're using a teaspoon, you're teasing with it, and it's not getting the things under control. I have a lady that had severe ulcerative colitis. She may be listening in today, along with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, and leaky gut. And she was taking 8 ounces of the liquid clay mix 3 times a day. And it literally saved her life. They were talking about removing her colon and putting her on a bag the rest of her life, and it ended up they only had to remove like 8 to 10 inches of her colon, and the doctors were amazed because she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in 4 months, drinking this clay and using a poultice over her liver. You might try taking the clay, the hydrated clay, a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, the mask, the 1-to-3 ratio, that's thicker, it's not as runny as the water. I really think you're teasing with it when you're just taking a teaspoon and 2 ounces of water. You're not getting the coating effect to do the healing from the ulcerative colitis. And I would suggest you drink more than 2 ounces. You want to be sure and mix it correctly. It's 1 part clay to 8 parts water. I like to mix a large container in a blender. It comes out really smooth. I put in 4 cups of water to 1/2 cup of clay, blend it, and for about 20 seconds, get all the lumps out. You want to pour it into a glass or food-grade plastic bottle with a plastic lid, and from that, I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. And then I would build up from there to 3 ounces, 4 ounces, you know, 5 ounces, 6 ounces, maybe even all the way up to 8 ounces. And I think after you get aggressive with it a couple of times, the diarrhea is going to get under control. Of course, you know your body, and I always say, listen to your gut feeling on things. So that's just a suggestion based on some results from other people. I have someone from Calgary. I get confused about drinking water when I take the hydrated clay. How long before and after should I drink water? I like to try and drink water before going to bedtime, but then I don't want to lessen the effect of the clay. It is convenient to drink a large amount of water and then take my dose of clay, but that may not be the best method. Thank you for answering the question that you've probably answered many times, but graciously answer again. Happy to answer it again. It's a common question, and you know, I don't want you to be confused, so let's address it. Now, you say when you take the hydrated clay, I assume you're talking about the liquid mix. The mask is also called hydrated clay, and that's the 1-to-3. So I'm going to think you're talking about the 1-to-8 ratio, the liquid mix. When you drink it, you want to give it time to go down and coat and to heal the colon. And if you drink a lot of water on top of it, you're sort of diluting it, the effect, that coating effect. So, you know, I would wait 30 minutes at least before drinking water. And you can drink a lot of water during the day, but just leave a little time. If you drink a whole lot before, you're just putting it into a puddle of water. It's just the same diluting effect. So wait 30 minutes either side of drinking your clay. to do your water thing. And I think you'll have better results with that. Okay? And Linda Green in Clovis. Perrier, this is Linda Green from Clovis. I was tested today for glaucoma. I don't have it, but I have to be tested again in 4 months. Will taking clay help me not get glaucoma? It was my daughter that took some clay and got pregnant, and they named their son Clay. Hi, Linda. Good to hear from you again. I love that story. She had been trying to get pregnant for some time, and she got pregnant when she started on the clay, and they named their son Clay. I think that's just an awesome story. And I hope Clay is growing and a happy young man. Okay, glaucoma. We had a young man who had a glaucoma birth defect, and he was blind from it, but when he reached puberty, he started getting these pain attacks behind his eyes. The doctors had operated 20 times, and they had no results. He still had these pain attacks, and they were so severe he had to come home from school and take pain pills and kind of knock them out. And the doctors finally said the only thing we know to do is remove his eyes from his socket. This was a young boy who was blind but was in the band. He went to public school. You know, he just tried to live a normal life. I know he would play miniature golf, and his friends would tell him where to hit and how to hit. It's amazing what you can do. And his dad heard me on the radio, so ordered some of the clay. And the day that it arrived, his son was having an attack. So he just took a tablespoon of the clay and put it in a glass of water and stirred it up and had him drink it slowly. Within 15 minutes, the pain attack had subsided. The last time I talked to his dad, I put him on taking the liquid clay and drinking, you know, 2 ounces twice a day and then find his maintenance level. It had been over a year, and as long as he drank 1 ounce of clay a day, it kept him from having those pain attacks. So glaucoma is sort of a pressure disease. So I would say drink it. I would do a clay poultice over the closed eye. I had a lady tell me the other day she would put the clay on a cotton pad, and she would kind of saturate the pad with the liquid clay, put the clay over his eyelid, put the round cotton circle saturated with liquid clay over that, lay some plastic over it, and then put some of those night blinders on. Some people sleep with on that go over there, the little pads that go over your eyes so you think it's dark outside and the morning light doesn't wake you up. And she said it really helped her eyes, particularly with cataracts. So it was difficult to figure out how to keep the clay on your eyes all night without. I tried the circles one night and put the clay on and the little cotton circles over it. But where it was exposed to the air, the clay dried, and the next morning I was peeling cotton off my face and I had to wet it. And your eyelids are kind of tender, and when the clay dries on your eyelid, it's a little harder to get it wet, fully saturated, where it'll just wipe off and you don't have to be harsh with your eyes. But she figured out the way of saturating the cotton pad and then putting a little plastic over that and putting her little blinders on, I call them. And so you might try that as well. But I think drinking it will help too. And I would start with 2 ounces three times a day and, go up from there. Thank you, Linda. It's good to hear from you again. Kim from Austin. What are the best ways to use bentonite to treat psoriasis? Drinking it is the first thing you want to do, because psoriasis and skin problems are a reflection of what's going on the inside. Generally, it's an out of balance of acidity or some other type of imbalance going on in the body, and toxins are trying to get out through the skin and they cause this irritation on the skin layer. So I would start drinking 2 ounces three times a day. By the end of the week, I would build up to 3 ounces three times a day. You can go to 4, 5, or 6 ounces. You know, drink it for a week, increase it, drink it for a week, increase it, and notice when you start really getting good results. Now, some areas that you may have it on, like if you have it on your arm or your leg, you can put the clay mask, the mud, the 1-to-3 ratio over it thickly and wrap it in some saran wrap. You can sleep with it on overnight, put it on during the day. I like to do the clay baths, but before you take a clay bath, I would take the clay mask, the mud, and just rub it all over these areas and stand in the bathroom 10 or 15 minutes to give it a chance to dry and really pull, and then just get in the tub and don't wash it off those areas. Just kind of leave it there and just soak in the tub. And, of course, wash it off before you get out. Generally, with itching, it helps. During the day, if it gets dry and itches, you can put a little coconut oil on it and rub it into the area just to keep it moist. We've had a lot of people who have had good results doing that. You use it topically and internally. But if you put it on and let it dry, the psoriasis tends to be dry, and when it dries, it itches. So the trick is to keep it wet. Thank you. And good luck with that. We've had some amazing results, so I'm wishing you well. You could go to 2 cups of clay in your bath, the first few baths, to really help pull those toxins out. And in Australia, hi, do you have to let the liquid clay sit for several hours before drinking? Can you put the clay in a bottle of spring water, shake it, and drink? If you shake it, you've got it mixed and hydrated well, and you can drink it. If you put a tablespoon in a glass of water, you're going to have to let it sit all night, stir it, and just hope that it will fully hydrate. The point is clay is like flour. It gets wet on the outside and dry in the middle. And if you just dump it in there, you're going to have little clumps of clay that are wet on the outside and dry in the middle. So the shaking effect breaks those clumps up, and then it becomes fully emulsified. So shake it real good, and then you can just turn around and drink what you need from it. All right. Another one from Anne. Hi, is it okay to mix the clay in grapefruit juice or carrot juice to give it a bit of flavor? Grapefruit juice is pretty acidic. When you mix acid and clay together, they neutralize. They kind of fight each other, and sometimes they cause you to have gas. So I wouldn't mix just straight acid with it. I'm going to recommend apple juice. It mixes real well in apple juice. So I would try apple juice. Carrot juice is very high in sugar, so you might not want to use that. You can play around with it and see what you think and find a solution. I do put it in smoothies. I put more than my average dose in a smoothie because I have more liquid in my smoothies, and I use different fruits, blueberries and apples, and sometimes I have a Vitamix, so sometimes I throw in a carrot, celery, a little cucumber, spinach. I like to put spinach in it and greens, and add a little water to it and make a smoothie. But since it usually makes quite a bit quantity, you're going to have to increase the amount of clay, because usually I make one and I pour half of it up, leave it in the refrigerator, and drink half. And so try it that way. Play around with it and see. Some people put it in their hot tea, and they like it that way. Just pour the liquid into it. But my grandson takes it in apple juice, and that works really well for him. Thank you. All right, excellent questions today. Here's one from Diane in Oklahoma City. Hi, Perry. I demoed your products here in Oklahoma, and I have a question for a new customer from Stillwater. She's been suffering with hemorrhoids for over 20 years and gets them every time she has a BM. I suggested applying the clay on them topically and that she could drink it as well. Please share how much she should be drinking and any testimonial or tips that you would feel good, that you feel would help her. I'm also thankful for the clay. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Diana, for going the extra mile to find a solution for a customer. That's great. With hemorrhoids, I would put it on topically and just wear a panty liner. If she can take her finger, if she can make kind of a thick solution of the clay and water, like one part clay to one part water, and make it kind of like modeling clay, where she can make a little bullet shape. You don't want it to dry completely because it's going to be hard and it'll be rough on those hemorrhoids. So you want to leave it like modeling clay when it's kind of soft and make a little bullet shape and push it, put a little KY gel on it and push it into the rectum there and just let it be there where those hemorrhoids are. Another suggestion is a clay sitz bath. A sitz bath is just a little water just up to your bottom, and it's pretty hot, and you sit in it. So I would put mix in the blender 4 cups of water to a cup of clay, and then just fill the blender up the rest of the way, leave about an inch from the top, blend it on high, add that to the hot sitz bath, and sit in it as long as possible. And then, you know, when it cools down, she can add some more water and just take a nice, soapy, relaxing clay bath. You can get two birds with one stone that way. You want to eventually fill it up, but at first you just want to treat that area. So a concentrated mix of that area would be good. Then fill your bathtub up, and I always take a towel and put it behind my head and scooch down in the water so I'm getting all my lymph glands in the water. Keep the water stirred up, and you'll be detoxing toxins that you can't see or feel, but you have. And you do it at night, and you want to sleep like a baby. So I would add those two things plus drinking it, and I think drinking it, start with 2 ounces if she can, 3 times a day. Wait a few days, increase it to 3 ounces, and just, it's going to be good to have it going through her and coming out her bottom too. She may go up to as much as 4 ounces 3 times a day to help with those hemorrhoids, and see if we can get those little puppies shrunk, because I know every time you go to the bathroom, it really irritates and breaks them open and can be a problem. So try those protocols with her, let me know if you can, how it works. Kim and Austin Perry, when will the book be available again? I can't give you a definite answer. We're still working on it. There's some things to be, changes to be made and some process to go through. You know, I'd hoped it would be here by now. Now I'm afraid to make a guess. So it is coming. I don't know when. Hopefully this summer, and I am looking into getting it available maybe in an ebook, all these things, until we can get another print run done. So just be patient on that. Carol in Chicago, hi. I take clay 3 times a day, 4 to 6 ounces. Is it okay, or do I have to take it 3 times a day? Which is best for GI balances? Thank you. Carol, if you're working for gut issues, 3 times is better, because you kind of want to keep the clay in there as much as possible, particularly after eating or before eating, or to heal any irritations that have been caused. I know when you have gut issues, sometimes people have diverticulitis, which is little polyps, little pockets in your colon, and seeds get in them, like tomato seeds and seeds, blackberries. You don't want to eat those because they get in there and they rub around and they really irritate and inflame that area, and you want to get that inflammation out. So I avoid eating seedy things, and I think it would be best to take it 3 times a day to keep that in there and to help pull that inflammation out that goes on in the lower gut too. So try that, you know, if it's convenient. You know, once you mix the clay, and I read this question earlier and now I can't find it. Someone asked, after you mix it, how long can you keep it on the cabinet? You can keep it indefinitely. It doesn't spoil. We tested it when we first made it, and we put one in a refrigerator, one on the kitchen cabinet, and one in a dark pantry. And in 3 months, we tried them all, and they were just as fresh as the day we made them. So clay is pretty much inert. Unless you get something in it, it's going to be fine. If it picks up odors, it may start tasting like perfume. My daughter put hers in the refrigerator, didn't get the lid on tight, and told me her clay started tasting like perfume. And when I asked her where she had it, I totally understood. It just deodorized her refrigerator, and those odors were in the clay. So, you know, if you just keep it on your kitchen cabinet and you don't set a bunch of garlic around it, you're going to be good. Put the lid on tight. All right. My friend Alice in San Gabriel. Hi, Perry. I'm new to clay, so I will be asking some basic questions. First one is that to detox internally, should I add psyllium husk to the water for more effectiveness? Okay, let me answer that one first. Some people like clay and psyllium husk. Psyllium husk seem to scrub out the colon, and they get the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. It's a good fiber. It helps bulk you up. Some people can go to the bathroom better if they have psyllium. It just made me feel bloated when I tried to take it. But, you know, everyone's different. If you are taking psyllium, I highly recommend getting on a daily probiotic to replenish the gut flora. Okay, our second question is that can the bottom portion of the clay bath be saved for doing a foot detox bath? That is just to stretch out the use of the clay. I don't think you can get it out successfully. It's not going to be in a thick enough emulsified state after you've had it in your bath water. I would take the water and water my plants with it. One lady was able to put a hose through her bathroom window and siphon it out, and her garden was just outside her bathroom, so she watered her garden with it, and her garden just kicked booty. I don't think the clay is going to be in a different state than if you mix it, like a 1-to-5 ratio would be good for a foot bath, and you can mix that in the blender and then pour it up into a tub to cover your feet. And you can cover the tub and use it 3 or 4 times. The surface area of clay is so large that with that amount of clay, you're gonna be able to use it more than once, particularly for a foot bath. So you might try that, okay? And Alice again, I thought of another question. What happened if a new user of clay started with 4 ounces of clay 2 to 3 times a day on an empty stomach? Would 4 to 5 ounces be too much for a new user? I'm just eager to get things going. You know, it depends on your body. Some people can take it. We recommended starting with 3 ounces to a lot of people, no problem. It may not be a problem. Some people like to start slow just to give their body a chance to adjust to the clay and to allow it to get into balance gradually. You're welcome to try it. I don't really think it's going to hurt. No matter what amount I take, I don't ever have a problem with the clay making me sick in any way. But that's just me and everybody. We do have some people who are chemical sensitive that can only take the clay in very small amounts and then gradually build up. And over time, their sensitivities go away and they can take more clay. But they are sensitive to scents and smells and foods, and just everything kind of breaks them out or they have reaction to it, and it sounds like you're pretty healthy. So, you know, try 4 ounces and see how you do. And if you do fine, go ahead. If you need to eat a little something with it, that's okay. We usually suggest you take it on an empty stomach, only if you're doing a cleanse for the cleanse effect. Some people, it kind of upsets their stomach, and I think it's just the thought of what we're putting in there. But if it does, eat a little something before you take it. Have a little yogurt or something, just so something that's in your stomach. You don't necessarily want to put a lot of heavy food, eat a hamburger or something that's going to be hard to digest, because you want the effects of the clay to get in there first. So try that. And boy, we've had wonderful questions today. Here's one from Norma in Wichita. Is living clay safe when I already have had a heart attack because I tried to drink it, but it causes discomfort when I'm going to have, like I'm going to have another heart attack? I've never heard of clay causing a heart attack or aggravating a heart attack. It actually is very good for the blood because the clay itself isn't absorbed into the bloodstream, but it is a catalyst. And as a catalyst, it can attach with diastase and oxidase enzymes in the alimentary canal, and they can make amino acids and peptide chains, and they make the oxidase and diastase enzymes help build red blood cells and oxygenate the blood. I don't know what kind of, how much you're taking and what kind of discomfort you're having. If you'd like to call me and talk to me, and sometimes after having a heart attack, I mean, I know a lot of people that have had major heart attacks and been drinking clay afterwards. But, you know, it, you are the master of your body, and you know your body. So if you'd like to call me so I know how much you're taking and how you're taking it, I'd be glad to talk to you. My number is 512-262-7187. There's actually a book, an e-book. It's called Healing with Clay by Nancy Stein. And she wrote it because she had an aneurysm. She had a heart attack, and she had this bubble in her vein that they said that she was too old. She was 83, and they couldn't operate, and they were afraid it would kill her to operate. So she started drinking the clay. She had been a sun bunny, a winter child who went to the desert in the winter time to get out of the snow areas, and had been introduced to the clay when she went to the desert. And she started taking it. She took it for 3 months, and she made an appointment with Mayo Clinic because she was just like a walking time bomb with this weak spot in her artery. And she went there, and they checked her out, and they said, this was 3 months after she'd been taking the clay, and she said, your aneurysm isn't bad enough to, I think I'm calling it right, aneurysm, isn't bad enough to warrant surgery. You're not even close to that bad. So it started healing it, and it's, according to her, it's very good for your veins and arteries and things. Now, I haven't seen any scientific proof on that, but now that you mention that, I do know a guy that had a major heart attack, and he was dead for 15 minutes, but they were giving him CPR, and they brought him back, and he took the clay afterwards and had no problem. So, you know, if you want to call me, my number is 512-262-7187. Okay, wow. Let's see if we have anything else. Looks like we're caught up on questions. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Is anyone on the phone line who would like to ask a question? If you are, if you press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line and talk to you. That's star 2. And okay, I have one call here. Hello?
Hello?
Are you on the... Yes.
Yes. Oh, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, and then I was wondering if that's something you can help me with.
You know, I think if it hasn't had a lot of damage, we did have one lady that tell me that her tremors kind of calmed down when she started drinking the clay. It certainly wouldn't hurt to try it. I haven't had many people who've tried it when they had Parkinson's disease. So I would start drinking it and see, if you notice a difference in any tremors or if you've gotten to that stage yet.
Yeah, that's the stage on that. Is it tremors?
Yeah. Try it and let me know. I'd love to hear back on that.
I was going to say, when you talk about how many ounces, when you say ounces, are you talking tablespoons?
No. There's two tablespoons make an ounce, a liquid ounce. So you mix the clay, one part clay to eight parts water. However much clay you use eight times that amount of water. That's a 1-to-8 ratio. When I mix the liquid, I like to mix a large quantity, so I do 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. That, again, is a 1-to-8 ratio. And you blend it and then pour it up, and then from that you can take your 2, 3, or 4 ounces.
Okay.
And you just go by and pour off what you need and drink it, and then you have it there every day. You don't have to mix little batches at a time. We're required by law to show what a single serving is, so we put on the jars around a teaspoon and 2 ounces of water. There's not much room for direction. I wish we could say, and shake, because you really need to shake and break up the clay so it doesn't lump, so you get the full hydrated effect.
So
all the clay.
So if I take 1 tablespoon of the powder, how much water do I add?
Okay, a rounded teaspoon in 2 ounces of water. It would be 2 tablespoons in 8 ounces of water.
2 tablespoons and 8 ounces, okay.
So for every 8 ounces of water, you want 2 tablespoons of clay.
Got it. And how often?
I drink it daily. I would suggest 3 times a day to start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. See how you do, and you can just wait a day and increase it, or if you want to wait 2 days, increase it. Just go let your body be your guide.
Yesterday we purchased some.
Uh huh.
And actually, I just took 2 tablespoons and added water and shook it and just drank it.
Okay.
And
how much water did you have?
I would say about 8 ounces.
Okay, you kind of got a diluted version. What brand of clay were you using?
Oh, yours, the living clay.
Okay. You were drinking a kind of a diluted dose that way. The concentrated is when you take it more concentrated. You watered it down a little bit. When you take it in a concentrate, it can coat your colon and really balance your pH, your acidity, and get rid of parasites better. So I would follow the 1-to-8 ratio and then drink the 2 or 3 ounces off of that. If you want a little sip of water to clean your palate afterwards, it'll be a little chalky, but it really has no taste. When you hold it in your mouth, it's just cold. It's just the thought of what you're drinking that gets most of us. But you drink it, and then you can take a tiny sip of water to clean your palate and wait about 30 minutes before drinking water. We always recommend drinking water during the day. Have your 6 to 8 ounces just to help flush toxins out.
Okay, so just to reiterate, if I was to take 2 tablespoons of the clay, I would add 16 ounces of water?
No, 8 ounces.
Or eight,
2 tablespoons
ounces.
Is 1 ounce, and you have 8 ounces of water.
Oh, gotcha.
So for 16 ounces, you would use 4 tablespoons.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I understand
right.
now.
Okay.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyone else with a question? Star 2. I'm going to go run back over and look. No, that's me. Okay. I'm going to run back over and see if we have any more questions. Here's one from Danny in Naples. Will clay help with varicose veins, and how would one use it? I would use it topically on varicose veins, put the clay on kind of thick at night, and then wrap some plastic around it and sleep with it on. During the day, if you can, put it on and let it dry, because it will tighten up and kind of help get those veins back where they belong. And, of course, I always recommend everybody drinks clay. But that's how I use it for varicose veins. I have an ankle I broke 40 years ago, and if I do a lot of standing, my ankles kind of swell, and the little veins on the inside of that ankle that I broke. When I broke it, I was pregnant, and they put me in a cast, and when I took it off, my leg was about the size of a telephone pole. And they wouldn't give me any diuretics because I was pregnant at the time. So it stretched those little veins out, and they get purple. They don't hurt, but they're still there. And any time I see that they're kind of aggravated, I put clay over it, and it subdues them. And I haven't been doing it every day. I just do it kind of periodically when I want it. So good luck with that, and thank you for that question. And looks like we are full up on questions, and our time is out for the day. I thank all of you for the questions, for participating. It's wonderful. It makes my life easy. I can just sit here and talk about clay, and I love answering your questions. So it looks like a beautiful weekend ahead for some of us, depending on where you live. So I hope you can get out in the garden and enjoy spring. This is Perry A. signing out.